Back to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Okay. Bach, let's go back one. If you don't mind, Cancer, we need to pay some bills. So, Bach, if you would please, sir, pay the bills, pay the bills.
Yeah, today's show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate it. Text line, we're gonna go down a path here. We're gonna talk basketball, but at some point, I mean, we got a full day. We're only gonna be on 18 hours a day, so I think we'll cover everything we need to cover. But it struck me that we're trying to go with what. As Stephen R. Sipple likes to say, what we know versus what we think we know. And we're trying to figure out, what do we know about players who are, we think are returning to Husker football? And if a game was being played Friday, who would be favored or maybe we project into the space? So we brought in Austin Orman as well. And kind sir, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
If we said offensively that, you know, we got a phone call, right? And they said, listen, Nebraska, Oregon can't make a game. So we need you to
fill in.
Posse up and fill in. Who would be the starters on offense based on what we know versus what we think we know? Now, we only know what we know. We don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. But from what we know, existing players and consideration, in your mind, Austin Orman, and text line, you can play along with us at home. Get your pad and pencil out. Austin, quarterback position.
TJ Lateef.
Is there a backup?
Like I said. TJ Lateef or Bodie Suka. I don't think there's a backup.
There's an echo in that quarterback room.
Hello, hello, hello. There's
an echo in that.
Is there anybody there?
No. Running back room.
I think Mekhi Nelson probably gets the nod.
Okay.
I would lean that direction. Ooh. Not just based off bowl game performance, but I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with Mosey, and I think Ives is just going to have another soft tissue injury of some sort again. Like, the dude just can't stay healthy and get on the field consistently. So I think Mekhi Nelson wins the battle of attrition.
We're basing this on what we know. And listen, until he gives us something else to digest, we can only consume what we've seen. Mm-hmm. So not a fault. Receiver position.
I feel confident about one of those spots, and that's an Isaiah Hunter.
Okay.
I am still not 100% convinced Ja'Cory Barney's on the roster next year. If he's around, he's a starter. Mm-hmm. And then it's a bunch of, we'll see. I think as we were discussing it, we probably would see Quinn Clark right now. If, like in your example, Nebraska's filling in the college football playoff, almost assuredly it would be Quinn Clark.
Yeah.
Maybe there's room for Cortez Mills. Maybe there's room for Jeremiah Jones potentially. And those are the guys that are on the roster. So I think that's where Nebraska would be. So I'd go Hunter, Clark, and Barney right
now. What are we doing with Carter Nelson?
Right now, I think he's tied in two.
Tied in two.
Yeah.
Behind, so he and Luke are 1A and
1B. Also, potentially would get Janarian Bonner back. It wouldn't be today, right? But
right.
For next season.
Yeah. But you got to start him in the slot over Barney then. Would you do that?
Or tight end two. Fullback / H-back.
Nelson played more in the bowl game than I remember him playing in the regular season. I think the month off was good for him.
Did they get him the ball?
They did not get him the ball.
Remember last year, all the hype about Carter Nelson? I kept telling
the year
people
that.
I kept telling people to chill, and they were like, no, he's not. I was like, oh, man. Come on, man.
He had a big block that sprung open that Nelson run. There are very
Carter Nelson blocking tight end is exactly what we all need.
Look at Bach coming through. Carter Nelson, man. Carter Nelson's going to hug you later on for coming through. Offensive line.
This is probably the most settled position on the team after today's news. You'll start Pritchett at left tackle, Justin Evans at center. I think Brendan Black. Sorry, Nick and I were talking about Brendan Baker, former Nebraska target. Right. But Brendan Black at right guard, and then presumed Tree Babalade, the new commit for Nebraska, over there at right tackle. So I think that you're still grasping for a left guard at this point. Maybe Gatula slides inside. Maybe Sam Sledge is ready at guard. I think Gibson Pyle is the inside guy as well. So I think probably a three-man competition there. But I would say the offensive line is probably the most settled position on the team outside maybe tight end at this point.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
I said settled, not best. To be fair. Don't put words in my mouth, text line.
What is the personality of that group of players?
We haven't seen them. We don't know, right?
Right? I mean, is this run first? Is this a run first unit? Is this a pass first unit?
Is it up to that unit or is it up to the offensive coordinator to do what the head coach tells him to do?
What does the Dana Holgorsen offense look like?
We're still waiting.
Remember, I'm just asking questions. So, you know, Bach, what do you think of that offensive group, sir?
Well, I mean, you got some other, you know, Grant Briggs, Brock Knutson, you know, those guys are going to fit in there and try to compete. I mean, it is kind of what the Nebraska offensive line has been for a long time. It's not spectacular. It's there. And it's got some upside though. I mean, I would say, you know, Elijah Pritchett, we'd see if he could become, and Nebraska's had a few lines with that, right? The Cam Jurgens of the world, you've had some guys shine through, but it's a starting place, like kind of like Austin Austin's saying, it's there. It's at least, you know, hopefully they can do a little bit more in the portal to get a few more additions to compete and maybe get a little bit better of an offensive line out of it.
We have 5 minutes. Let's jump to the other side of the ball.
Up front on the defensive line is probably the most unsettled part of the team.
Austin Orman, don't do that to people's stomach right before lunch.
I got to do it. You know, we're in the business telling the truth, are we not?
Yes, we are.
I think at this point you would be pretty settled with Lenhardt on the outside and Williams Munari on the other side of him in some form or fashion. And then it's a bunch of who the heck knows there in the middle. I mean, if you had to make me Sharpie or, you know, Expo marker some guys in, I would probably put Sua Lafotu and Gabe Moore right now. Uh-huh. You can tell how confident I am by my tone of voice.
Uh-huh.
So, again, I think there's a lot of competition there in the middle of that new four down front.
No RVP, huh?
Another guy I'm not convinced is on the roster. Mm. If he's here, you probably slide him in over Gabe Moore. But is Riley Van Poppel an inside guy or an outside guy? You know, kind of, I think he's in that Keona Davis sort of realm where I think Nebraska used him inside. Maybe he's a little better outside. I don't know what his body looks like when it's at its best. But you know what, Bach, you raise a good point. I'll put Riley Van Poppel on the inside with a question mark for me. Linebacker Owen Chambliss committed. You paid him. He's familiar with the scheme. I think he's locked in. That second linebacker spot, though, might be the fiercest and most notable competition of camp if both guys stick around. Vincent Shavers and Dawson Merritt. I think you got two guys for one spot there. And Shavers has a lot of potential, as does Dawson Merritt. Haven't seen consistency from either one of those guys. Of course, Merritt was just a freshman. Shavers been good for a splash play or two here or there. But figuring out that other linebacker spot, I think, is another big deal for Nebraska.
Do we know what the secondary looks like, or is just...
I feel pretty good about the secondary. Okay. Andrew Marshall's going to have one corner spot. I think that they'll run Rex Guthrie back out there at one safety spot. And then the next three...
How do you feel about that, Austin?
I hope he's better as a sophomore. That's how I feel about it. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Then the other three spots, what they would do today and what I hope they do over the offseason are a couple different things. We saw in the bowl game, it was some Jameer Khan at Nichols and inside, especially when Sierra Wright went out. You had Justin Rhett playing safety if it wasn't Marquise Buford or Rex Guthrie. Then you had Donovan Jones out on the perimeter corner as well. What I would do if I were Addison Williams, which I am not. If I were Rob Warwick, which I am not, I would replace DeShaun Singleton with Donovan Jones. I would move him to that kind of box safety rover type role and then figure out what you have, whether it's at maybe Kahn's at nickel or you can move him back to the outside. I don't know. But
who's the coordinator?
Rob Warwick.
What's his mantra? What do we know about his philosophy?
We don't know much about it right now. But I've been on the Donnie Jones to rover slash box safety train for like a year and a half now. Maybe it's just my hobby horse, but I think there's an argument for it.
I'm open to anything at this point. Anything that doesn't make me pound my forehead with my fist. Anything. Bach, am I? What say you with that lineup of available talent? What say you? How do you feel about this?
Well, I don't think a whole lot better than what you feel about the last couple of times we've seen it, right? I mean, I think that so far you're early in the transfer portal, at least as far as additions. Have filled up a few spots there on the offensive line. Obviously, not at quarterback. We filled in somebody in there on the defense. But I think you feel like that feels kind of like you're a building year, not rebuilding, a building year. And so I think you're kind of stuck in 7-6 purgatory or less, right there, unless you can bring in some big time athletes, or here's an all idea, maybe that you could develop, some of these guys to become even better than what we see now and project.
Who's
now?
Who's going
to
develop? Hey, did we hire a development company?
Yeah, we need to go back to the old Nebraska way. Go hire guys in to teach guys how to tackle instead of the actual coaches that we hired to teach guys how to tackle.
If we want to go through special teams as well, I mean, Keenan's back, Archie Wilson's back, Isaiah Mosey and Kenneth Williams, a kick returner, and Ja'Cory Barney returning punts.
Pretty good group there.
So Eckler's the highlight.
Again.
Eckler for the save.
Still.
Wearing a cape.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Did Bach tell you how many yards per punt Archie Wilson averaged this year?
38?
39.
39?
Yeah. But 43 against Utah. He's trending up.
And both legs.
And both legs. And both legs.
If y'all don't, if people don't start listening to me when I tell you that I knew we were in trouble when you tell me that the biggest story was your punter. And, hey, if those two kickers and those returners are the highlights and the most surefire bets of your roster. Happy long winter, everybody.
Enjoy. Hey, it's worked for Iowa. Yeah. Yeah, where they were at as a program, and we learned some things.
Yeah, but we don't have Kirk there.
Yeah.
We'll throw it to Ray Austin. Thank you, kind sir. Bach and I will close it up. Get you set for the big guy, Adam Carricker, in the space.